And here we are once again at 6 minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time. Wednesday, December 8th, 2021. Christmas is, of course, fast approaching. Have you got your holiday shopping done yet? Dave Krieger here. I don't know. I don't normally wait till the last minute to do those things because then you get caught with your pants down. That's just the way it works and not a pretty picture for Santa. I hope I just didn't give him a visual all the way up to the North Pole. By the way, for those of you who want to take advantage of the Power Mall for Christmas gifts, everybody that's comes on and buys a product, and I'm talking specifically about Optivita Complete Essentials, that's what you're going to get. Everybody that orders anything from the Power Mall, your name's going to go into the hat to win a free 30-day supply of Optivita Complete Essentials. That's a $90 value. That would be a great gift if you want to gift it to somebody, or you may be greedy and use it yourself. The stuff is created to fuel your body with healthy and complete nutrients, which, of course, in this day and age, got to keep that immune system up. Helps to support digestive health and increased energy. Give you a little nutrient boost there, absorption boost. We've also got 10% off of the Willard Water products. That includes the 16-ounce quantities of water clear, water dark, and the topical aloe gel. And we're doing a BOGO through the month of December on Tranquil. You buy one, get one free while supplies last. We have an interesting show today. Dr. Paul Alexander, who is a clinical epidemiologist, is going to be with us. And this guy was plugged into the government last year, especially during this COVID mess. And he is going to be on, and of course, we're going to talk about stuff like this moronic virus that's Omicron anagrammed to a different name to fit the narrative that we like to present here, because the Omicron virus, I mean, the gentleman at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue can't even pronounce it right. You know, the one I'm talking about with the mental acuity of a two-year-old? Yeah. So Dr. Paul will be on at 11:30 with us here live. Jordan Maxwell joins us at noon. He is a preeminent researcher and independent scholar in the field of occult and religious philosophy. This is going to be rather interesting getting into it with him. In the meantime, news, we got lots of it. Did you know, by the way, if you haven't been paying attention to what was going on, Devin Nunes, the congressman, Republican congressman from California, is leaving his position very, very quickly to become the CEO, are you ready for this, of Trump Media. That's right. They're doing it. You know, here's the thing. You got 85 million plus people who, after the November 3rd elections, and we had Hans von Spakovsky on yesterday talking about this. If you missed that, you can go to thepowerhour.com and listen to the archive show. But this book that he's got out now, which is about 280 pages, goes into detail on all the good stuff and things that you need to do and you can do as a consumer, as a voter, potentially a disenfranchised voter, given what happened in 2020. And you have the opportunity to actually stand up and do something about it. Because if you don't, well, then things are going to remain status quo, just the way they were. And the left will attempt to steal the 2022 elections and keep themselves in power. So this is one of the reasons why setting up Trump Media would probably be a very good thing, because one, nobody can hack into it. Two, you don't have somebody like Google shutting it down. It's an independent network that everybody that is plugged in that wants to know about conservative issues can dial into. That would be a good thing for every talk show host that feels like his show is being jeopardized, like Laura Logan. She got bumped from Fox for calling Fauci, likening him, from what other people have told her, to Joseph Mengele. I do that on the show all the time. I've done it ever since I've been here. So this is nothing new. It's just that Fox, you know, is part of that mainstream narrative. And they have doctors on there that promote the vaccine. So Fox is not without guilt. And there are some people within Fox that really don't like the idea of promoting vaccines, but they still do it anyway. Why? Because Big Pharma promotes and spends money. And these networks need that money, otherwise they can't survive. Especially the Communist News Network and MSDNC. Joe Biden yesterday was handed another bomb. He hasn't done, I think, one thing right other than potentially reinstate the Remain in Mexico plan, which President Trump had in place. And now it looks like he's going to be forced to do it. In the meantime, the governor of Arizona has sent National Guard troops to the border because there is a mad rush of people trying to get through. In the meantime, a federal court has blocked Biden's COVID-19 vaccine mandate for federal contractors. This is the trifecta. So, you know, you got these people out there that actually have made a difference and complained, and states have filed lawsuits to stop this nonsense. The stuff is emergency use. It has no place in our society. The pharmaceutical companies are making a puttload of money off the backs of the United States taxpayer. And so you have to understand that Idaho and six other states and the University of Georgia's Board of Regents sued over this mandate in October, calling Biden's order illegal and overbroad. And of course, without a preliminary injunction, companies without enough vaccinated employees would be forced to choose between firing them or losing government contracts. You see, here's the thing. If you do business with the federal government, you've just opened the door. And everybody thinks having contracts with the federal government is absolutely wonderful. And then you got government lawyers running into court and saying, oh, don't block the mandate. There's no reason to rush. The mandate deadline's been delayed, so, you know, why injunct us? Well, the court figured this out. It said, you know, we're just not going to do it. It's unconstitutional. You can't just, this needle in every arm is not going to work. Florida has stepped up, and I think a lot of other governors should watch what's going on here. Florida now has, through the AG's office, Ashley Moody has put easy-to-complete forms, and it's an electronic link. If you want to go to the website and download it, we're going to provide all that information to you here on thepowerhour.com after the show. Usually the next day it pops up. And these easy-to-complete forms basically is something that Ashley Moody, the Florida AG, has done to give the new law teeth, providing legit tools for uninjected employees facing discriminatory working conditions, according to Jeff Childers, a Central Florida attorney. And guess what? Already, complaints about employers are rolling in, according to Moody's office. We shall see exactly whether these people, especially if they're a large company, want to pay $50,000 fines for enforcing vaccine mandates. Well, one of the hospital systems in Florida will not require its 83,000 employees to be vaccinated, according to the recent memo obtained by the Epoch Times. 83,000 employees, after multiple federal courts issued preliminary injunctions against the Centers for Medicare Advent Health. I mean, it's just amazing how all this is starting to unfold. And we appreciate your phone calls, by the way. 844-769-2944 is the number to call to chime in. Tim in the L.A. war zone. How are you, sir?
Oh, pretty good, pretty good. I've been trying to get in contact with you.
Well, good. Now you're here.
What's
on your mind?
I want to talk about the coronavirus.
Okay. What's up with that?
It's not no cure, but it's something that will kill the spike proteins in the shot.
Really?
Yeah, pine needle tea.
Yeah, we've heard comments about pine needle tea.
Well, it will kill the worms.
It'll kill the worms.
I've been using it for over 20 years.
Yeah, you've been drinking pine needle tea?
I drank an ounce every day.
Well, good for you, sir. How do you make it? I mean, do you put the tea in the pine needles in a strainer and and put it in boiling water and soak it like you do regular tea?
You boil it first, and then you strain it. And you first, you take 4 ounces, and it will kill the worms.
All right, there you go. Well, I appreciate it. Yeah.
The next day, it will kill the worms.
Interesting. Okay. Well, that's food for thought there. I appreciate your chiming in this morning and letting us know. How are things in Los Angeles? Is the crime wave really up there?
Well, I'm not in Los Angeles. I'm in Louisiana.
Oh, Louisiana. That's where you are. It says L.A. I didn't know it was Louisiana. Okay.
Right.
All right. So where in Louisiana are you? Are you in the Big Easy?
No, I'm in St. Gabriel.
All right. So are you a Saints fan?
I don't believe in football.
You don't? Okay. Well, I won't say who dat.
Yeah, that sounds good too.
that's their big slogan. You know, Joe Biden is constantly asking himself who dat all the time. So anyway, appreciate your chiming in this morning, Tim. Thanks for your call. Pine needle tea. There you go, folks. For those of you who have not tried it, somebody needs to chime in and tell me if you've been drinking pine needle tea. We need to know that. I've talked to several scientists that are kind of like shrugging their shoulders. I'm not sure if Tim's doing it and he's getting better. Must be something to it. We need to investigate that. This 83,000 people that the federal courts have basically blocked the CMS vaccine mandate. This is the Medicare, you know, CMS. If you're on Medicare, you're getting a bill from them about every 3 months or so that you have to pay in order to keep your Medicare. Advent Health Chief Clinical Officer Neil Finkler said in a letter that due to recent decisions by the federal court, they're not going to enforce this. About time somebody was paying attention. Last week, the U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of Missouri and the U.S. District Court for the Western District of Louisiana, where Tim was just calling in from, issued preliminary injunctions against the CMS rule, which was unveiled November 4th alongside federal rules that mandate either testing or vaccine for employers with 100 or more workers. Florida also has reestablished, or is proposing reestablish, let's correct that, a Florida State Guard or civilian voluntary force to assist the National Guard in state-specific emergencies. The Florida State Guard was first created in 1941 as a temporary force to fill state needs as the Florida National Guard was deployed to assist in U.S. combat efforts of World War II. Although Florida disbanded the State Guard after the war ended, the governor's authority to establish a state defense force remained in place. Governor DeSantis has deployed the Florida National Guard to protect major cities after protests and violence broke out in response to the death of George Floyd in Minnesota in May of 2020. He's also sent them out of state, including to Washington, D.C., to help protect the U.S. Capitol. Of course, that whole thing, as you know, has blown up into a big snafu. And now there's a committee led by the Democrats, and let's not forget Liz Cheney, which I still am having a very difficult time trying to figure out why Liz Cheney even wants to get involved, given her rep. Hey, don't worry, folks. Next year she gets to face her constituents in Wyoming, and we'll see how long that lasts. She may be on her way out the door. So in the meantime, just remember my little old saying, don't sweat the petty things, pet the sweaty things. Bada bing. Pennsylvania COVID-19 patients is fighting for access to ivermectin. Keith Smith finally got the first of 3 doses on Monday while being treated for COVID in the intensive care unit at UPMC Memorial Hospital. The York, Pennsylvania hospital objected to the treatment. Well, of course they did. They wanted to give him remdesivir and shut down his kidneys. Oh, by the way, I just got the book in the mail yesterday, The Real Anthony Fauci by Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Hopefully we're going to have him on the show next week. Isn't that a good thing? I bet you want to call up then. 844-769-2944. If you don't have the number written down on your phone or saved in your favorites, you need to. this remdesivir stuff, once you start shutting down, they put you on a ventilator. And so when they put you on the ventilator, it's all wait and see. Your chances of getting better once that ventilator tube gets inserted and they intubate you. If you went on a ventilator, you have about an 80 to 90% chance of not surviving. And that gets them extra money because you died of COVID. Why do this? I mean, the important thing, and here's something that we're going to be talking about too on our show today with Paul Alexander, who's a doctor. All of this garbage with these PCR swabs, there's some real serious things that I have a problem with PCR swabs, because they're using it to create panic. That's a problem. Whenever they do this and they create panic, people run and get PCR tests done. Technocracy News is reporting that investigating the cause of a disease is like investigating the cause of a crime. Just as the detection of a suspect's DNA at a crime scene doesn't prove they committed the crime, so the detection of the DNA of a virus in a patient doesn't prove that it caused the disease. Consider the case of Epstein-Barr virus, for example. It can cause serious diseases like arthritis, multiple sclerosis, and cancer. A Japanese study in 2003 found 43% of patients suffering from the chronic active Epstein-Barr virus died within 5 months to 12 years of infection. Yet EBV is one of the most common viruses in humans. It's been detected in 95% of the adult population. Most of those infected are either asymptomatic or show symptoms of glandular fever, which can have similar symptoms to long COVID. If an advertising agency attempted to create demand for an EBV treatment with daily TV and radio ads representing positive EBV tests as EBV cases and deaths within 28 days as EBV deaths, they would be prosecuted for fraud by false representation so quickly their feet wouldn't touch the ground. So it's kind of a crazy situation out there, folks, with all of this gobbledygook. And then we have Soylent Green. You remember that movie? Well, Switzerland has just approved an assisted suicide capsule. Seriously, they've just legalized a new way to die by assisted suicide. The country's medical review board has authorized the use of the Sarco suicide pod, which is a, are you ready for this? A 3D printed portable coffin-like capsule with windows that can be transported to a tranquil place for a person's final moments in life. Folks, I don't know about you. Tom in Michigan, what say you to that?
Actually, I didn't catch that last part. I was trying to think about what I was going to say. I was going to try to update what I said the day before yesterday, but you were talking about Liz Cheney.
Yeah,
Liz Cheney and let's just call them the Never Trumpers. And I made the comment, you had your social psychologist on, and, you know, I kind of put on my amateur psychologist hat. And I said I thought it was envy that a lot of the Never Trumper kind of stuff, you know, that we see. And, you know, this morning I just heard a brief part of an interview. A guy named Hugh Hewitt interviewed Trump. And, you know, not that I'm a big Hugh Hewitt fan. I just kind of caught it. But Trump is a great man. You know, he was talking about, you know, the people that when they get in power that are stupid and that's really dangerous, and people that are weak and that's really dangerous. And the ones that that are stupid and are not weak, those are the most dangerous. But the thing is he's not stupid or weak. He's, in my opinion, he's very intelligent. You know, a lot smarter than I am. I got no idea how smart he is. But I mean, I think you know, and you're the woman who was on your interview, and she said no, she thought it was just because like Trump standing in the way of their, you know, global takeover, and I'm sure that's a big component of it, but I think there's a lot of envy in there, and they want to destroy Trump because he's just better than they are, and then they can kind of show themselves how good they are, that they could destroy somebody better. You know, kind of like the kind of like covetousness, or, you know, the old Cain and Abel story. But, you know, that's, I don't know. I think there's something to it, because, you know, if these people are willing to start wars and inject people with poison, you know, which equates to murder, you know, why wouldn't you think that they would enjoy covetousness too?
Well, you're probably true, Tom. I appreciate your call. Thanks so much. By the way, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. You remember that? Hey, we're getting close to Christmas. Why not? The surveillance state, according to the Rutherford Institute, has a naughty list, and you're on it. No longer does the all-knowing, all-seeing jolly old Saint Nick need to rely on antiquated elves on shelves and other seasonal snitches in order to know when you're sleeping or awake, and if you've been naughty or nice, thanks to the government's almost limitless powers made possible by a domestic army of techno-tyrants, fusion centers, you know what those are, and peeping toms. Those are the kinds of things I'd like to open my window up just a crack, and when the peeping tom puts his hands in the window attempting to open it up, you run up and slam his fingers in it and listen to him howl. We call them seasonal snitches, right? And it's one of those things. Santa can get real-time information. As a matter of fact, those of you playing around on social media, think about this for a minute. Ponder this. So they have a lot of games on social media. I really suggest avoiding playing those things, because when they start asking personal questions like, what city were you born in? What's the first letter of your last name? Don't you think they're reaching out and trying to touch you? Hence, let's not help them. You can sit there and say, well, I haven't done anything wrong. But see, that's where it starts, right? We are going to be back at the after the bottom of the hour break with Dr. Paul Alexander. And you need to stay with us. This is going to be good. Yeah, we're looking for your calls, 2-844-769-2944. Get on there and line up, because I mean, this is going to be fun. Right after the break, Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors, and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
And there's the infamous intro music at the bottom of the hour, 11:32 a.m., Wednesday, December 8th, 2021. Dave Krieger with you. We are live in studio, and of course, we're still trying to reach out to Paul. I know Dr. Paul's out there somewhere. He's floating around in the ozone. We're trying to reel in his lifeline. In the meantime, we still have more news to talk about, and if you have stuff to talk about, 844-769-2944, now's the time to get in the queue, and let's engage in a little bit of oral spew, shall we? That's right. Did I just rhyme that? Wow. We were talking about ivermectin and, of course, the right to get it in these hospitals that want to put you on remdesivir. Understand that this is Fauci. That is the one that put this protocol in place. If you have a loved one that is affected by this, they gotta be smarter than, I mean, I'm hoping, not smarter than me, but again, I don't know that I would go to a hospital. That's just it. Because when you go to the ER, everybody that I've talked to has said, that, oh, well, don't come back until your lips turn blue. Well, if your lips are turning blue, you're about ready for CPR. For those of you who don't know what CPR is, you know, the Red Cross does give free lessons. They're not doing so much mouth-to-mouth anymore, as I have learned from rescue personnel in Florida. I actually took a CPR class recently, and they're more into chest compressions now than they are breathing into people's lungs. But the thing is, if you have to wait till your lips turn blue, you're in a situation where getting to a hospital may not be the ultimate choice. But most of the people that are out there in these stories that you're hearing, even from Epic Times, the people that are out there, many of them have been vaccinated and they don't know any better. They believe everything their government tells them. It's not Uncle Sam that's the communist pig here. It's the one enforcing or attempting to enforce the mandates. That's the guy right there you point the finger at. He's the communist pig. You got to wonder about these people because they want to turn our entire country upside down. They want everybody in each other's case. They want family members to disown each other, which you can't tell me it hasn't happened because I know it has. It's happened with people I know. people have gotten into arguments. And, like, you can't see your granddaughter. You can't see your granddaughter unless you've been vaccinated, because we've all been vaccinated. We had a lady, as a matter of fact, lie and tell the authorities or the people given the shot that her daughter was 5 years old when, in fact, she was 4 because they wanted her to have the shot. It's like, ow. Why would a parent do something so stupid like that? What would happen? What would happen if they gave the shot to the 4-year-old and days later she died? Boy, the parents would feel real stupid, wouldn't they? I'm just wondering whether or not we are going to have charges filed against parents like they did with the shooting in Michigan. I'm just wondering whether or not they're going to charge parents for lying about the age of their kids so they can get them vaccinated, and the kid dies and they're not going to hold those parents responsible as an accessory to murder. Makes you wonder, doesn't it? Dr. Paul Alexander is on the phone with us. He is a clinical epidemiologist dealing in evidence-based medicine and research methodology, a former assistant professor at McMaster University in evidence-based medicine, COVID pandemic evidence synthesis advisor, and I have absolutely no idea what that is, but he was a former senior advisor to the COVID pandemic policy in the U.S. government, Health and Human Services, HHS, in D.C. And so you have to love the fact that we have him on the show. 844-769-2944 is the number to call, because you might have some questions for Dr. Paul. I know that Joe Mercola, Dr. Paul, just mentioned you in one of his recent articles. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me, too. And can you hear me clearly?
For sure. The some of the things that I'm kind of curious to find out, as far as Omicron, which the anagram is moronic, and one of the topics that I think that you like to talk about is whether or not only the government, but our general public is overreacting to it. What's your thoughts on that?
Which one? There are many things the government is doing which is insane. So which one?
Yeah, that's the latest one. That's why I call it the moronic virus. You know, it's an anagram for Omicron. But yeah, it could be.
You talking about Omicron?
How many Greek letters can we exhaust before people finally figure this out?
Yeah, well, listen, I think I now understand what you're saying. You are asking about the Omicron variant, the new one, correct?
Yes.
Well, sir, listen, the groups that I belong with, like with Dr. Peter McCullough, Dr. Harvey Reich, Dr. Howard Tenenbaum, and we are looking at all of the data that I would hope the CDC and the NIH, et cetera, looks at. What we're seeing is that the Omicron variant is actually less transmissible than Delta, about a third transmissible. In fact, when we look at the modeling, we could actually suggest that Omicron would not even supplant Delta. It will carve out its own ecological niche in time, like how Lambda did, Alpha, etc., and it will just be there. But Delta is our issue and will remain our issue. It's 99.9% predominant, and that's where the focus has been. The Omicron has just been a knee-jerk. I think it's a bogus situation meant to drive vaccinations of children and scare the population. It is bogus. It's as President Trump will say, fake. And just so the audience didn't know, I did work in the Health and Human Services in the Trump administration. So that was my past job. And I was also a pandemic advisor to the World Health Organization, Pan American Health in D.C., in evidence-based medicine, evidence-sensitive. So I do bring some background in this, and I'm very privileged and honored that you would have me on the show.
Sure. Well, and I appreciate the opportunity to have you on as well, because obviously you've been doing a ton of research on this stuff, and there has been more than 400 studies just on the failure of compulsory COVID interventions. And before you came on the show, I was just talking about another person in Pennsylvania that just got permission from the court to put an ailing relative on ivermectin because, of course, they're going to give you the Fauci protocol when you go to the hospital, which is intubation and remdesivir, which literally is killing people. Are you showing a lot of these studies, do they bring that into play?
Yes. Well, look, I'll be blunt. I was part of the administration. You know, when Dr. Fauci and they brought out this Remdesivir, the NIH study, and look, I'll be as open as I can to the extent that I can talk. And I have to be honest with the public here that's listening. I still support President Trump. I don't agree with his position on the vaccines right now, and I'm waiting on him to come out forcefully against the vaccines in children, etc. So, but I'm still a supporter. I think he's the best person on deck. Now, that study, NIH study, Remdesivir, was flawed. It was methodologically flawed, and Fauci and they knew that. They manipulated the primary outcome of mortality, and they made a non-important outcome. They made that the primary outcome because the study was failing. They could not find any mortality benefit. In fact, they were showing adverse events. That morning that NIH study was published, and it was that study that allowed the FDA to give Remdesivir the approval and the use. There was a study that came out in The Lancet by Wang et al. I could remember it. It's in my head. And that study was on Remdesivir, and it showed that there was no mortality benefit. In fact, it was harmful. So much so that now we are getting strong reports, repeated reports that Remdesivir causes liver and kidney toxicity. And there are many people who have been given it in hospitals and died. And the hospitals and the doctors are not prescribing the early outpatient treatment advocated for by Zelenko and Corey and Dr. McCullough and Dr. Risch, which is known, safe, effective, very cheap therapeutics such as ivermectin, hydroxy. We have colchicine. We have the corticosteroids that you can use, budesonide. We have there's a protocol, and I'm not prescribing to anyone on the show. Let's be clear about that. Nobody is prescribing, not even you, because that's not our role. But we are just talking about the science and the evidence that exists. This early treatment protocol by McCullough and Day, this works. The data shows that it reduces the risk of hospitalization and death. So we are actually moving so far as to say that had the United States government, had the people behind the scenes not blocked Trump, because that's what they did. They blocked him. Peter Navarro, I would actually say, is a good guy. This guy tried to help get the hydroxy out there. They prevented the use of early treatment. And Americans need to understand that whomever is listening, when we model it, of let's say the 800,000 odd persons who died, who were given a diagnosis of death due to COVID in America, connected to COVID, though we're not sure, we would say the vast majority of those are, you probably were infected, but you did not die due to COVID. You died with COVID. But let's just put that aside, put a pin in that argument for now. What we're saying is 90%, so of that 800,000, 750,000 about would have been alive today. Your granny, your parent, your elderly person in your family would have been alive had hospitals, had doctors used early outpatient treatment. So this is a very, very serious matter. We have blood on the hands of a lot of people who conspired behind the scenes to prevent the use of early treatment. This cannot just go quietly in the night. At the end of this pandemic, we need to go backwards and find out who did what, who knowingly did what that costed lives. Because you mentioned the lockdowns. That 400-paper study, that was my study. That's a high-level scientific paper that the journals would not even take. They weren't even subjected to scientific review, peer review. So we put it in an op-ed. That paper showed that across the entire pandemic, we looked at all of the studies on lockdowns, every single study on school closures for children, every study on mask mandates, every study on the usefulness of masks, whether they're effective, the blue or the white masks, the people, the diapers, I call them, on our face. Every study on this shelter in place, we found not one instance across the United States, Canada, Britain, the entire world, where any lockdown, where any shelter in place, where any mask mandate worked, no school closure. Listen, these policies by these governments, by their COVID task forces, including the one under Trump, they costed life. They killed people. These policies killed Americans. Thousands of people died. We were getting the reports where people were committing suicide, business owners, people who were laid off, little children committed suicide because of these school closures in America. This is no joke. We have lost people because of the policies of the government. And when you saw Trump on that podium begging the states to open, begging the school union to stop, begging the states to open the schools, because President Trump was seeing the data and he was concerned. I knew. He tried. They did everything. That task force, look, the one in there that I really admired was Girard, because he was working hard against the insane CDC. The CDC put out a test in the beginning that was botched and flawed. And that test caused America to be flying blind for about 5 weeks. Americans don't know. While the rest of the world was testing and trying to wrap their arms around the pandemic, America was blind. We couldn't tell people that because of the CDC. The CDC, the testing division, should be shut down. It's the most inept, corrupt section of the CDC. They don't know what they're doing. They should never be allowed to produce another diagnostic test. That failed test costed America 5 valuable weeks in the beginning. And even Redfield said that the other day in an interview. I was surprised that he admitted it. And so there's so much wrong, but in no instance, no situation today should anyone allow their government to allow shut lockdowns again ever. Ever. We must never put that power in our government officials again, in their hands, these emergency powers. Those lockdowns and school closures costed valuable lives. It harmed the population.
Well, we kind of know that. And, you know, my take is before this Operation Warp Speed came into play, the thing is when allegedly when President Trump and Melania came down with COVID, immediately they were on the alternative therapies. They were on hydroxychloroquine, among other things, and immediately they got better. Within days, they were up and running again. And I believe in all my heart that Dr. Fauci lied to President Trump to further this campaign to inject the population with spike proteins that literally will or is designed to, according to some of the doctors I've talked to, like Carrie Mate and Judy Mikovits, they want to kill off as many Americans as they can. And Fauci is behind this. What say you on that?
Well, I will tell you this. I want to the end of this, because I know there are good people involved, but I know I've realized there are a lot of bad people involved. I want to the end of this a proper investigation, sir, with proper legal people, proper courts. And I want them to look hard and deep into all decision makers, Fauci included, Burks, every single one, every congressperson, every minister in any country, anywhere in the world. I want them looked at who made decisions, who did what. I want them looked fairly and properly by a proper judges and proper legal process. Nothing unfair. But if anyone, including Fauci, anybody did anything nefarious, anybody did anything malfeasant that costed the lives of Americans or anybody in the world, I want them to sit down in a jail for the rest of their life. I want them punished with the harshest law, stripped of every cent, every piece of pension you ever had. Because the fact of the matter is, this is costing lives. It costed lives and it continues to cost lives. Look, I was so honored and privileged that Trump administration people reach out to me and tap me to come and help. If the Biden administration asks me to help, I'll help. It's not about politics to me. Although I do support President Trump, that's my ideology and my philosophy. I'm not really a hardcore extreme right conservative. I'm right of center. I would be a libertarian conservative. But I support
thank you. You're
President
right in my
Trump.
Neighborhood. Yeah, you're right, in my neighborhood, so, because I'm libertarian as well. But Dr. Paul, you are right now informally providing to support to some members of Congress. Are you at liberty to talk about who you are giving information to?
No, I'm not at liberty to say, but yes, I do. I do provide technical input to people, some people in Congress and the Senate, and I do so freely. They don't pay me, but these are good people who are trying to understand the science and trying to do good law and good legislation and to help Americans and, by extension, help the world, because the next step that America takes will lead the world. The world went into lockdowns because of America, and the world will get out of this because of America. So we need the kind of leadership now. I even will go as far as to say Trump deserves a second shot, to be honest with you. I have a lot of misgivings about a lot of things on deck, full shot, but I don't think there's anybody like him. But he must clean up the issue with these vaccines. These vaccines have been a catastrophic failure, and he was misled by Fauci. You use the word. He was misled by Fauci, by the vaccine developers, by all of them. President Trump was not a scientist, and he is a CEO. Are you hearing me?
Yes, definitely. He is a CEO. He's a businessman. I get it.
I will give people the example of this. I remember when I was a younger guy, young boy in the islands, before I even went away. I remember back then the chairman of IBM. I can't remember his name now. I think I have this story correct, too. He was the chairman of IBM. IBM was at the top of the game globally. I think it was somewhere in the 80s or very early in the 90s. And while IBM was at the top of the game, even before all these other internet places came on deck and the whole internet scheme, he moved from IBM to Nabisco, Nabisco Cream, the cookie company. And I was a little young guy watching on and saying, well, how insanity is this? Why would somebody who only knows about computers and stuff, and this is his niche in the world, why would he move to Nabisco? Well, Nabisco was in kind of trouble then with food, the cookies and the Oreo and all that drama. But I followed the economic news too, and I saw what he did with Nabisco, and I realized as a young man, I got schooled in that move, that as a CEO and a decision maker, once you are good at what you're doing, your skills are transferable. It's like my skills as an evidence-based medicine. I could work anywhere. I could work in any place that's dealing with science and data and evidence, anything. And that is who Trump is. Trump was the CEO of the nation. He brought the skills to run that nation. But he needed the right people behind him and the people who were appointed. So some people say it was Pence Task Force. Look, I don't want to get into all of that. But Trump should have fired Fauci and Burks and most of those people on that task force day one. Whoever put them there sabotaged Trump. He had the wrong people who were fighting him. You could have seen the fight daily. It was like a clunk car. You actually had President Trump fighting these people when they would align the messaging with him and support him. He would say open up, they would say close. It was the most crazy, insane situation. And if we'd given him another shot, and if President Trump is getting another look, which I think he deserves, he needs to tell us who he is going to move from his orbit. Because many of them are hang-ons. They don't serve him well. We need him to come with a Mandingo kind of team this time. Because today, he has to take the CDC, the FDA, the NIH down to the studs. He needs to fumigate those agencies. Fire everybody. Take the CDC and put it in Alaska. Make their lives very uncomfortable for how they've run those agencies. They have shortcutted the American people. Those are not competent people there anymore. Those are political agencies. He needs to strip it down to the studs, all the drywall, every single thing, and start over.
Well, Dr. Paul, I have probably at least tens of thousands of listeners to this program right now that would agree with every single thing that you just said. And they all want to see that result. And we sincerely appreciate you taking the time to come on the show. And hopefully at some point in time, do you ever get out to the Clay Clark symposiums?
Which state is that, sir?
Well, they're all over the country, but this week they're going to be in Dallas, Texas. And they have General Michael Flynn and most of the doctors like Zelenko and McCullough. They'll all be there. And I just wondered if you were going to perchance drop by.
Well, every time that McCullough and they go out there to give these shows and these conferences, I also am one of the speakers. I just came out of Ocala. I just did one in Texas. I just went to Texas to the Days Up people. I did a show with them. etc. So I'm moving around, and yes, I was on Fox this morning to discuss natural immunity. So yes, Catherine has my email, and we communicate. Please ask her to share my email with you, and let me and you communicate too, because anytime you want me on the show, you just let me know. I'd be very, very happy to come on and talk, because we have a serious battle in our hands. We have an America to save and a world to save, because if America falls, the rest of the world falls. America sets the tone. Greatest nation in the world, and we have to help her. Right now, we need to step up.
Exactly. I appreciate that, Dr. Paul, and thank you so much for being on the Power Hour with us today. And yes, we will have you back on again. I especially want to see what happens down the road when they start uncovering more and more of this garbage that they plied on the American people. They fooled so many people into taking this jab, and now we have people dropping dead, and it's not over yet. So we really look for the opportunity in the future to have you back on, and we thank you so much for your time here on the Power Hour.
Thank you, sir. Can I ask one thing?
Sure.
Before I go, I'm trying to put a word out there, and I'm sharing a lot of my work, a lot of the work of the groups I am. So I just set up my own website. It has all of my op-eds, every single thing that we're doing. I'm keeping people up to date, every story that we write and every meeting we attend. Could you put my website up?
We will. Yeah, we will do that, Dr. Paul. It's drpaulalexander.com and earlycovidcare.org. We have all those. We are going to be posting them on the site. We have a lot of people that are definitely interested in taking a look-see at what you're talking about and all your research.
Yeah.
And we are definitely going to post that on there. My producers are listening to the show right now, and they definitely will put this stuff up there. And again, we appreciate your time and your energy and your effort and everything that you're helping to do to save America. And have a blessed day. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for being with us here in the first hour with Dr. Paul Alexander. We're going to be back on the other side of the break with Jordan Maxwell, the preeminent researcher and independent scholar in the field of occult and religious philosophy. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. We'll be back after the break. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.